Next question is from Michael Barham. Am I saying that right? Barham. Why do people still believe the ban on Pete Rose will be lifted and he'll be inducted into the Hall of Fame? Good question, Michael. And the answer is, I don't know, it's probably complex. People probably don't pay attention. People probably want Pete Rose to be something other than he is. They had an image of Pete Rose as a baseball player, which is a gritty, hard-nosed player, does things the right way. And then the gambling scandal really spoiled that image of the right kind of player. And so I think people always want the best. They want their best image of Pete Rose to be the truth. So all the unknowns about Pete Rose tend to be sort of molded into the best possible scenario for Pete Rose. So when it came out that he was gambling, he just flatly denied it. He denied it. And so people believed him. People wanted to believe him because, again, it has to do with that image of Pete Rose. The guy your dad told you that, you know, you're supposed to play baseball like Pete Rose, run hard all the time. He's a little league coach's dream. So then they found out later that he did bet on baseball. Well, he's always molded what he will admit to basically nothing beyond what is known. He will admit nothing beyond what is known by everyone. And that's why we know Pete Rose is a liar and has been lying for 30 years. And liars just continue to lie. Pete originally said he didn't bet on baseball, found out he did. Then he said he didn't bet on the Reds. He found out he did bet on the Reds. I've lost track with how many, you know, progressions through this thing he's gone through. But I think now the thing is, well, I didn't bet on the Reds to lose. And now people are saying, oh, well, of course we believe him. Why would he? He's a gamer. He's gritty. Well, here's what he is. He's a gambler. He's a gambler. And gamblers make mistakes because gamblers have to gamble and they have to win. They'll do anything to win. Not sports. They do anything to win the bet. And Pete Rose is a gambler, and he has an addiction, and it's something that cost him his career, and it's a shame. And he, you know, it's people need to acknowledge that. And endorsing his lies for 30 years, he goes back to fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me 5, 6, 7 times, maybe you're Pete Rose. Thanks for the question, Michael. To answer bluntly, it's a lifetime ban, and I don't see it getting overturned in his lifetime. Or maybe mine. Thanks.